This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycast.
It is a big show today because it's Radiothon, it's a beautiful day, and we have a beautiful guest.
Yeah, we do.
Tad, who's our guest?
Today we've got Alan Campion.
Hello, Alan Campion.
Welcome. Good welcome afternoon. To yeah, great to be here on this incredible election day. Yes. In fact, I just saw a queue that went for a city block.
Really?
Yeah, okay. On Spring Street, not far from where we are right now.
That's well, great. You're in a better place. You're in a better place. You're here on Joy.
I am.
You're not waiting for your sausage?
So no, yeah, I've done my Democratic duty early this morning.
Yep. Very smart.
Was that joining Joy?
Yeah, that too. Yes,
yeah, absolutely. Okay.
So, Alan, you are almost a living legend with these fabulous walking tours all around Melbourne.
Melbourne food experience.
Yeah, they look absolutely amazing.
And they are great.
You've been in business now for 5 or 6 years. How are they all going?
Yeah, well, they kind of started. They're going great. Look, and that's not because of me. It's because of the hospitality people in this city who are creative. They do exciting things. They do new things. And so for people who love to come and explore this food-filled city, there's always something new to discover.
Yep. Yeah.
So, you know, all of a sudden, you know, people that I know have opened up a bar that's got a Viking theme. And while that might sound like a Viking theme, why would I want to go and do that? What we're talking about really is the most spectacular Scandinavian-inspired food and drinks.
Right.
And some of the Scandinavian restaurants are from Denmark and Sweden are somewhere like in the top 50 in the world. Uh-huh. So... yeah. Exciting stuff. That's called Molina, if anyone's going looking for it. Molina, which is named after Thor's hammer.
Yeah, Thor's hammer. Right.
Of course. Yeah, that makes sense.
Be careful if you're Googling Thor's hammer.
Yes, correct.
You can go to those websites where mummies and daddies love each other very much. As I found out for 3 hours last night.
Yeah, what are you doing Googling that last night?
So, interesting bars, interesting concepts. What really inspires your plan? Because there's a lot to do in the city of Melbourne.
There's a lot to do. So I guess it's trying to keep up with the trends and the new across the city. So I recently started working with a restaurant called Pure South. They are Southgate. Been there for 15 years.
Oh, Taswegian stuff.
Correct, that's right. So Philip Kennedy, the co-owner there, he's always had this thing where the produce of Tasmania is incredible. We should be tasting it here in Melbourne. Mm. And his links with farmers, fishermen, oyster producers, whiskey people, cheese, and so on, is amazing. And he flies so much of this in. And they just... feature and talk about where it's from and who it's from and who made it and who grew it. And these are people they talk about, that your chefs talk about when they come and meet them and stuff. So I love what they've done because they expanded the restaurant massively. So it's in prime position. They now have an upstairs sitting over looking at the city skyline and the river. You go, wow, what a great city we have. You know, it's beautiful here.
It is. It's stunning. I was walking down last night and it was probably about 12:30 at night. Behaving myself. Incredible. This is just a beautiful...
the life of the city. Oh, exactly. The life. And I'm, as I said, it's also due to do with bureaucracies and government. No doubt about it. That sounds weird because I'm talking about food.
Yeah.
But our...
it is election day. It is topical.
True. But they...
everyone's voting, getting a sausage, joining up and joining. Yeah.
In Melbourne, they say yes to people with ideas.
Yeah.
So let's put a bar on a rooftop. Okay, yes. One or two rules, but let's just do it.
Yeah.
Let's take over a bit of Flinders Street Station and make the longest bar in Australia. All right, let's give it a shot.
Down with the water rats. Doesn't matter. It don't matter.
But they say give it a shot. Give it a try. So they're not saying no. And the visitors that I meet, say overseas, go, oh, my God, this would not happen back home, wherever back home happens to be. And that could be New York. That can be
Sydney.
Yeah, true.
Because Brisbane's got a lively scene. Sydney has struggled with the lockout laws.
Yes.
Well, it shuts down after 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
So, and what I would say to Melburnians is come and enjoy the food of Melbourne because 3 million visitors are coming from overseas and interstate to visit us and to taste Melbourne.
Yeah.
Come and do it.
So, what are the big trends in food that you're touring people around pointing at?
Well, what people want to find out is where's this from? Is this sustainable? Is this from a farmer who's kind of local? So they don't want to.
Is that a bigger trend than actual kinds of cuisine or cilantro or something? So it's the story behind the food.
Correct. And I guess we've kind of realised over the last few years that what we do on a tour, we're storytellers.
Yeah.
You know, we're telling the story behind a chef, someone, a supplier that they have, that they love, that they work with. So, for example, a chef called Jerry Mai, she's been on Melbourne Food Scene a long time. So she has the Fernom Canteens. Yeah, she's one of my favourite rock star chef women. She's I love her.
Yeah.
But she works with Millawa Poultry. So they're chicken people up in Upper Millawa in northeast Victoria. And she will say to them, well, you know, what bits are you not easily able to sell? So they came up with what they call chicken ribs, which is, you know, you bone the wing and you make this little flat bit. And she sells kilos and kilos and kilos and kilos of chicken ribs in Fernom that are delicious. Millawa Poultry are wrapped because it's a product that they couldn't really use so much.
The chicken community is probably less wrapped.
Yes, I would say so. But it's an example of her support of a producer and what they can do together.
Yeah.
And that's what people want to learn about.
Jerry is such an engaging person and her whole story is a fascinating part of what she has to offer.
She's amazing.
Yeah. And how her restaurants present. She's really got it.
She really has.
She's a rock star.
Yeah, she really is.
A wok star.
True. Actually, she doesn't have, I don't know if she really has many woks, or she has some. But she actually cooks over charcoal.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, the fish.
It's pretty amazing. Mm.
Where did you find all those fabulous guides you've got working with you?
Yeah, just over time. Yep. So I've got.
Are they chefs?
No, not actually, but all with strong food backgrounds. Right. So one girl, Rafaela, I met her when she worked at Melbourne Food and Wine Festival. She's got a background as of Italian and Sicilian. So she kind of brings that, and her love is really the northern suburbs of Melbourne, your Prestons and Coburgs and your Carlton's. That's her hood.
Yep.
And when she takes people out there, you are totally with a local. You really are.
It's not just the city of Melbourne, it's the entire metro Melbourne.
Yeah, we love doing inner Melbourne. So we've done many tours around the Footscray area. And Victoria Street we're not doing quite so much at the moment. It's really on a bit of a down.
It's in the process of change. A friend of mine just opened up a Malaysian restaurant there last week.
Wow.
And it's certainly not little Vietnam anymore. No. Like, you've got a lot of Korean down there now. Yeah. This Malaysian's just popped up. And
it's also the escapades.
Yes.
And so, combined with generational change. You know, you've got families there who came 40 years ago and they've built a business, they've supported a family, all their kids have gone to uni and all that stuff. They don't want their kids making noodle soup, as amazing as it would be. They've become chemists and doctors and and moved on. So they don't want those restaurants anymore. So there is a change.
Yeah, definitely.
So I think it's a bit of a down-ish at the moment.
It is.
But it'll come back. There's no doubt about it. I mean, you think about Windsor. You think about other neighbourhoods like that.
Yeah. Well, I think there was just too many restaurants down there for a while.
Yeah. Well, battling for the same thing as well. Yeah. I mean,
just even Smith Street 10 years ago.
Compared to today, it's not the same place. It's phenomenal.
Yeah.
And so Rafaela does the Sydney Road Tour, is she? Mm.
Yes, she does. And then I work with Cam Smith, who is on a rival radio station, I guess we could say. But Cam
We don't have peers.
No. Cam's amazing.
We're the only LBGTI stations.
That's right. He's his community station, I guess.
Right.
So Cam
we support
has been involved.
Yeah.
Cam's amazing. Been involved in the radio scene and the food scene in the city for over 30 years. Very well connected with chefs. He works a lot with hosting stages and emceeing and all that thing. And for me, Cam is probably so well connected with the food scene that when I've got guests coming, they say to me, oh, these guys are VIPs and they really know their food and they want someone special. It's such, all right, I'm not going to go with them. I'm going to give you Cameron. He's way better than me. But equally, you know, we take school children out on tours. In fact, we were out this week with a couple of groups. And Cameron, again, he's got the radio voice. He's a tall guy. Uh-huh. He can be loud when he needs to. But he does that, you know, what he calls waving the chook. He can get their attention and keep their attention for 3 hours, and which is hard with 15, 16-year-olds because we're scooting them around the city. But, you know, we're bringing them into Lonsdale Street and letting them taste a thing called pastelli, a little sesame bar from the Greek bakery. But there's a story behind it, you know. Yeah. It's a protein bar that ancient Greeks knew about and used and ate, and these kids understand, oh, you'll have a protein drink, I get it, and it sort of resonates for them. So you have to dig deep to get all that stuff.
Are you looking for a new guy? Because Ted, he's looking for some extra work at the moment. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. There You'd be great. You know Melbourne like the back of your hand.
And the food scene. And the food you work at...
Attica.
Attica, and you had a chocolate shop of your own.
I did.
This is... And people who come to work with me bring a network, which expands my network, which is awesome for me, you know.
Absolutely. Yeah.
But my network kind of grows through... For example, the guys who have Molinar, the Viking bar we're talking about, have two other bars in Melbourne. So they're part of a bigger group. And as they expand and grow, I can guarantee that what they're going to do next will be amazing.
Sure.
So I work with them now while that's going to open next year. So we want to be on the ground running or hit the ground running as they open.
So you're kind of part of that introduction into Melbourne.
Correct. And Jerry was similar.
Yeah.
We will work with her before her latest restaurant opened here in Little Bourke Street. So when she opened, we're bringing people in straight away, which is great for a new business.
Absolutely.
Great for us that we're part of it.
Yeah. But it also helps when you're backing, you know, you can back the right horse 100%. With Jerry Mayo and all people like her who deliver that level of calibre of restaurant and service
for
and quality.
Hospitality.
Yeah. We our next guest is Nigella Lawson. Raves, really. But we were doing some research on what Nigella's been up to in Melbourne recently.
Yes.
And there was an article of her having lunch at Jerry Mayo's restaurant.
Yeah, correct.
And how glowing she was about...
and she loved it so much. She went back the next night.
Yeah.
That's pretty absolutely amazing. True. And she sent Jerry's little boy a birthday message for his first birthday.
Oh, really?
That's how connected they all are.
Yeah. Well, Jerry deserves it. She's amazing.
100%.
Yeah.
100%.
Now, Ellen, are you a member of Joy 94.9?
I'm not. I'm a supporter in terms of I turn up.
Well, we'll freeze you before you get out of here.
Absolutely. Just swipe my card.
I just thought I'd throw that one in there.
Totally.
We've had a couple of members, people sign up. Chris has signed up from Hyatt. Thank you very much.
Yay.
$50 donation.
Yeah, well done.
Love Hyatt.
David from Melbourne. Thank you, David, from Melbourne.
Could be going to LA.
Be going to LA because that's our prize for this week.
Awesome.
Weekend.
Prize.
There's other prizes. Oh, there's lots
of prizes. Where do I swipe? I need a trip to LA.
At the front desk, we've got plenty of people who are just poised to help and serve.
At the moment, but...
And we've got another member who, Charles from East St Kilda. Thank you very much, Charles. And a donation from Charles as well. Thank you very much.
Generous.
This is the spirit of Radiothon.
Yeah. Radiothon, we love it, don't we?
I'm going to become a passionate member today, I've decided. $250. Is that option? Yeah. But you don't have to always spend that kind of money if you don't want to.
No.
$84 for a standard membership or concession 42. So it's very accessible to help Joy stay on air.
I renewed my membership today. So
good on you, Ted. Are you in the running for the LA trip as well?
I think anybody who renews is in
the... I don't think announcers can.
Oh, can't we? Oh.
No.
Anyway, let's talk about something else.
Food tours. Food tours.
Food tours. So I guess what I would also say is this city is not always about spending the big bucks to eat well.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
And that's something that is pointed out to me regularly from people we meet. They come with me to Queen Victoria Market or one of the other guides and they go, wow. As they learn that this food is grown within 15, 20 kilometres of the city, picked the night before down in, you know, down in the burbs or down in Moreton Peninsula, incredibly fresh, stunning quality. Mm. You bring it home, as long as you know, got some basic skills, you can create dinner. Like that's as good as that, which gives our chefs an incredible advantage as well of quality arriving through into their kitchens.
And it's local
And then, you know, in terms of price, I've been spending a bit of time with Queen Victoria Market recently and just seeing some new little gems. In fact, one of my guides, she is the market expert, Carmel, and she had us there recently and we tasted this sort of cured ocean trout made by the people have got the African, it's Tribal Tastes is the name of the stall. Mm-hmm. And it was like a sugar-cured spiced fish. It was unbelievable.
Sounds amazing.
Really incredible. Awesome. I'd never tasted it before. You can go to the Turkish place and get the beautiful breads, you know, the spicy lamb if you want that, or the spinach and feta. About $3.50, hot from the oven.
Yeah.
There's lunch done. Amazing.
So where's this?
This is all over in Queen Victoria Market.
All within the market?
Yeah. In what they call the deli hall.
Yeah. Oh, right. Yeah,
within the deli hall.
Tiling.
Yes, that's right.
The old, it's beautiful.
And you guys tailor make too, don't you? If someone comes to you with a list of things that they're interested in.
Absolutely. Yeah, this is it. And we have conversations around, you know, people are coming to us because they're doing a corporate event. Other people are doing a birthday.
Okay.
And for the birthdays, particularly we've been doing, say, three or four cocktail bars in a row, say, starting about six
on a
Saturday night or a Friday.
Yeah, right.
And we're going to places that are all quite close. You know, they're all within a couple of minutes walk of each other, but still kind of hidden, that very Melbourne thing.
Yeah.
And it'll just be a beautiful cocktail, you know, a signature drink from them, a great introduction, a bit of VIP welcome in their table waiting, some little snacks to go with it, and just learn about the drink and the story behind the bar, and we move on to the next one.
Yeah, nice.
And by 8.30, we're leaving them at the final stop.
And they're all well-lubed.
They've had a great party.
A drink.
Yeah. And they'll just go and have dinner in Chinatown or somewhere
socially
around.
Socially lubricated, Russell. Of course. Socially lubricated.
I don't know where my mind went.
So that has to be tailor-made because everybody's different.
Right. Yes, God knows where you take Mark well-lubed.
So how do you organise these things? Is it just a standing roster of people? You've got restaurants and bars you've got pre-arrangements with?
Yes,
and then people come
right.
and say, well, we particularly want to do that. We want to have an Italian night or a heritage night or a foraging night or a cocktail night, and then you piece it all together. So
that's
it's quite
right.
bespoke.
Absolutely. Yeah, very much so. And that's happening more and more and more. We have ideas and options on our website. People go, oh, that looks great. That's just the thing I've been looking for. Mm. That's awesome.
Yep.
But equally, it's a conversation and we'll just swap this one out. And they say, look, we've been to Annam or we know Jerry's Food. We want to do something different.
Right.
Okay. Well, let's do Bar Saracen, which is actually also the top of Little Brick Street there. Stunning, you know, modern Middle Eastern food. Let's do that instead. Awesome. Or let's go into Juliet Cocktail Bar. You know, let's include that in our night. So I, you know, put all the pieces of the jigsaw together, line it up with all the restaurants and bars and food stores, and then off we go.
Yeah. Very
that's
nice.
Great. Fantastic.
How do people get in contact with you?
Look, literally website. You know, we've got a phone number as well, but people can give us a call. But Melbourne Food Experiences is the name of the business.
And that's what it is, though. Yeah. It's an experience.
It is. And we offer a whole range of different options within that.
Mm.
Did you have an election experience?
We could have.
Going to different polling booths. Seeing what the sausages are.
Yeah, I don't like that sausage.
I had a vegan one in Northcote.
Yeah.
Oh, vile.
One little thing I'd add on. Again, pointing out it's not always about spending the big bucks.
Yeah.
So
a
brilliant store. We've been visiting with guests probably since 2002, and it's been there even longer. It's called Curry Corner. So Curry Corner
is that on Flinders?
It's on the corner of Russell and Little Burke.
Right?
Yeah. Okay. So it is. It looks like, and I will say, dodgy takeaway. That's what it looks like.
Yeah.
And it is so not.
Yeah.
44 years it's been there. The same family importing and distributing beautiful spices and all.
It's amazing.
It's amazing. So they are finally leaving that location. What you go for is the samosa.
Right.
Their samosa is mind-blowingly good. Handmade by them, amazing. Hands down, the best in town. But they're moving up to Victoria Street in the next week, opposite Queen Victoria Market.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So if anyone loves Curry Corner and knows it well, have been on a tour with me and have gone there, they're not disappearing, they're just moving.
Shifting.
After
that's
44
great.
Years.
Wow, that's a big shift after 44 years.
Yeah. But they're getting a bigger store.
Good on them.
It's like floor-to-ceiling ingredients, so they'll be able to spread out a little bit.
That's great.
So that's kind of the food news, I guess, of what's happening this week in the city.
What about your chocolate tours? They sound too much.
Too much.
Yeah.
People talk to us about we love including a chocolate store on a tour.
Yeah.
And we work a lot with the Ganache chocolate store. They're in Collins Street. Recently, talking about the tours we do for the high school students, on the top of the Ganache kitchens, which are in South Yarra, they've got beehives. And so they're getting the honey from the hives, make their own honeycomb, dip it in their own 60% recipe chocolate, and that's what we serve the high school students.
That's great.
Because, we're giving them chocolate, we're giving them honey, but we're talking about bees, we're talking about honey, talking about all of that.
Mm.
So again, it's going to point out. So that's why I love what they do, because you don't have to do that. But they do it.
It's an education about sustainability which we have to look at
very much.
Food chain, you know, it's very important.
Yeah, because we've really kind of let that go.
Yeah.
We have let it go. And it has to be reined back. Yeah. So we think about what we buy, what we eat, and why, for sure.
And it is sort of the trend at the moment too, which should be the way it always has been. But, you know, this sort of shift towards native ingredients,
yes.
And you know, a lot of things from Aboriginal culture are now being used in our everyday menus, which is quite exciting.
Yeah. Well, that's what incredible. They do at the Ubud Food Festival every year, don't they? They get a lot of Indonesian chefs from all over the country and they go to Ubud. And,
that's right.
And it's all about local cuisine and
everything
stuff.
Local. So it's pretty fascinating.
Well, the same chocolate store, they do a lemon myrtle chocolate, which is, I'm sure you've used lemon myrtle as well.
Definitely.
And it's if you've never tasted lemon myrtle, folks, I think of it like, yes, it's lemon flavour, but it's so complex and exciting, kind of like kaffir lime lemongrass.
Yeah.
All in one. It's
but there's so many ingredients like that you can use. It's incredible.
There
even
are.
Just like pepperberry and things like that.
Strawberry gums. And
are we talking about putting things in gin or chocolate? Or both?
Well, both.
Well, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't.
They're ingredients that are unique flavours.
Absolutely.
To this country.
Yeah.
And we should be enjoying them.
Yeah, for sure.
Absolutely.
Well, Alan, you're important to Melbourne. I hope you agree that Joy 94.9 is very important to Melbourne. And and we need you as much as our listeners need us as well, don't they? We love anyone who listens to Joy. And
absolutely.
Very appreciated of their... So tell me, where would you go if you won the trip to LA this weekend?
Ooh. LA?
Yeah. For one.
Hollywood?
Do you know LA very well? Have you been there?
No, I've been to San Francisco.
That's okay.
In California, but not LA. LA didn't really appeal when I had an option to do one or the other.
But if you're getting a free trip.
I have heard about some awesome food trucks and Korean food that, you know, some great
Mexican.
Chefs do.
Yeah.
Well, that's what blew me away in San Francisco.
Yeah.
I was not expecting Mexican food like I experienced, and it was truly amazing.
Yeah.
Better than a Techie Taco anyway, right?
It was spectacular.
Where would you go, Ted? You're American. You know where
I've lived for 23 years. I go to LA for that 2-hour stopover to New York.
Enough. That's enough. For
it's just one of those things too. I think if you don't know anything specific where to go, just go have a walk and just explore.
Yeah.
And I think that's the best way to do it.
I think Mark and I go looking for the Muscle Marys down on Venice Beach, wouldn't we?
Wow.
Hang out in West Hollywood, something like that.
Rodeo Drive. I could have breakfast at Tiffany's with you.
Why not?
I think that's in New York.
No, it's on Rodeo Drive.
Is it?
Yeah, Rodeo Drive.
There's a Tiffany's and Rodeo Drive, They're everywhere.
Okay. I'm down. I'm going to go and get my membership re-signed up during our break, and then I'm in the running, probably not, for the trip for two LA.
Yeah.
Encourage everyone just to get on the website or give us a call,
1-300.
Look, those darn phones are ringing off the hook at the moment.
I just can't stand it.
Yeah. Come on, ring.
Yeah.
More. We want more people calling in.
Crash the system. That's what we want.
Yeah, that's what we want to crash.
Alan, thank you very much for joining us from Melbourne Food Tours. Roll or fold? There's a question I'm going to ask you.
Roll or fold. Sorry? Oh, roll or fold. Okay.
Oh, sorry.
That just came out of nowhere today.
Socks or underwear?
I just saw it here.
Socks or underwear?
When you're travelling, it's something we ask all our guests.
Well,
most people think we're talking about toilet paper. So
I've recently started... Well, what's the wonderful Japanese lady who's teaching us all how to do
Marie
things?
Marie Kondo.
So my partner gave me a box, which is like you expand it and you... push all of your undies or socks away into and you roll them up.
Yeah.
I tried and it was terrible. But I worked out, I didn't need the box section. I just done the rolling and everything fits in beautifully. So now I'm rolling T-shirts, socks, undies, the whole
thing.
Gamut.
They don't wrinkle.
Working well.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. It's awesome.
So rolling is the theme of today.
Yes. Okay. Alan's a roller. Tick.
You'll go on the rolling wall of honour.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.